Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with a guest, a name that you're all familiar with. Becky Myers is here with me in the studio. She's a general manager of Raven Radio. Becky, thanks for being here this morning.
It's so great to join you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is kind of fun to get to, just sit with you and have an interview with you rather than see you bustling around the whole office or on the air. So we're here to talk about a big project that's going on and a small segment of it that's happening now. And it has to do with a solar and wind powered transmitter in Port Alexander. So I guess I want to start with asking you, how is it that this is happening? What's the story of this upgrade?
So for a long time, since at least 2019, I've been taking a look at translators throughout our network, and a few things have come up. One, the equipment is older, it needs a little attention or replacement entirely. But two other crucial things are that we have been so fortunate to work with our communities to be able to power those transmitters. But if we were ever to raise the power, we needed to be mindful about how we either consume or generate our own power. And I'll talk about the solution in just a second. The other part is, how do we connect the transmitter so that we're able to know what's happening with it and we don't need to rely on outages being reported by people in order to fix the problem? Sometimes it can be days and weeks, especially during the winter, and we wanted to be able to create a continuity of service that could be reliable in any weather at any time of the year. So that's where the inspiration came from and why we're building this proof of concept in Port Alexander around solar and wind power, generating the energy we need in order to broadcast at a higher power.
So this is pretty cool. We were talking before we came on the air, and you mentioned how, some communities run on diesel. So it's not just being sort of environmentally aware, but it's also just the reality of energy and power in some of these communities. So Raven Radio is working to make sure that they're not drawing too much power. We're not drawing too much power. Mm-hmm. So that's
right. Especially when gas prices are so incredibly high and there's probably no relief in sight. Something that we can do is to think, around the issues of renewable power and what the likelihood and combination of different sources needs to be to have a continuous stream of power for these translators.
Very cool. But then also better service in terms of just awareness of when the signal is out. I happened to get a call this very morning that we might have a signal out. And this is something that you'd probably already know if they're connected via internet. But you mentioned proof of concept. So this is an idea that Raven Radio has, and Port Alexander is sort of like the trial spot. How would you explain it?
So we are going to be installing solar panels and a wind turbine in Port Alexander. And right now, just to paint the picture, everything is on the top of the hill in Tract A. We moved our equipment. We'll have backup batteries and such in the translator shed. And then at the very highest part of the hill is a tower where we're adding 20 feet to it so that we can put a wind turbine on above the tree line. The idea is that we'll be having like a panel or an array of 5 solar panels that are able to capture sun throughout the long days of the summer, and then a wind turbine that is able to capture wind energy through the fall and winter. And I think for this particular case, the combination of the two should be able to provide enough power throughout the year for us to run 250 watts most of the time in Port Alexander. And that has a really cool implication for people that are, recreating or working out on the water or are otherwise not in the real center of town.
So to give us a sense of what we're moving towards, what is the wattage at now?
It's at 10 watts right now.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
And so it would be a substantial step up.
Right. And so this means that folks that aren't really close to the radio tower itself, they'll be able to hear it out on the fishing grounds, for example.
Exactly. And we're thinking it should be able to reach past as well into Port Armstrong and the hatchery there, and a small portion of that southern part of the strait. So it's kind of exciting for folks that, are out on the water. You should be able to hear Raven Radio quite a ways out from this point on. And the signal will be stronger along the island side as well.
Yeah, I think that sounds very exciting. Well, we have just about 5 minutes left, so I kind of want to expand our vision out from this look at Port Alexander. And this is something that you're hoping to do throughout Southeast. So tell us kind of about the bigger project, I guess.
So the bigger project is to do something similar for each of the translator communities. And because each of those communities have different resources when it comes to renewable energy, we'll be building a specific dialed into that area kind of solution, but also with battery backup and also with internet connection. So we would be able to keep the radio on more consistently and address issues more effectively and quickly. And this is going to happen over the next 4 to 5 years. So we're looking to install all of these upgrades alongside the radio equipment, which is not a small feat in of itself. And that is looking like it'll be over $1.5 million in order to do. So at this moment, while we're building this proof of concept and creating the picture and testing the idea, I'm also fundraising. So I am interested in hearing if you are in your community and want to know more about the upgrades and precisely what we would be doing in your community, please do reach out to me at any time. You can reach me at 747-5877. That's the station number. But I'm also, you can email me at Becky, BECKY, at KCAW.org.
Great. So you're looking for people who might want to offer feedback, but you're also in the midst of a huge, fundraising project. So you're looking for people who might want to be involved in terms of giving money.
Indeed. Or if you have ideas on how to help, anything like that, the logistics of moving things around and building in Southeast Alaska, as many of you know, are ch a big challenge. So any ideas, any feedback, I would love to hear from you.
Great. Well, in just the last couple of minutes we have, I want to circle back to Port Alexander. You're going to be heading down soon-ish. Do you know when, and what will that look like when you go down?
The timeline's a little fudgy right now. I'm trying to also bring down the batteries, which have been a total, the surprising nightmare of trying to get them to Southeast. So hopefully with the batteries, I'll be able to come down and help wrap up the work as well as point the dish correctly. So I have a little technical work to do, but I will be hopefully before the end of next week heading down.
Okay, wow. And when you head down, do you take a boat? Do you take a float plane? Do you take whatever way you can get? How does it work out?
Any way I can get. If I can't actually walk that far, but yeah, that part's kind of up in the air, probably by plane.
Okay. Well, I'm guessing if people have ways to help in terms of this as well, you're interested in hearing from folks. So they can call the studio 747-5877 or email you directly at Becky, BECKY at KCAW.org.
That's correct.
Great. Well, good luck getting down there and bringing the batteries down. And you'll meet up with Tosh, one of our reporters, and then there's a whole slew of, I'm guessing, I don't know,
A big
engineers.
engineering team, yes, with Pete, Lou, and Elizabeth doing work as we speak on
Great.
the transfer.
And folks who are down there, I guess we should mention listeners who are down there that they might get some intermittent signal outages. They can expect that, I suppose, at some point throughout this process.
Yes, because we will be switching out antennas and transmitters and such. So, in order to complete that work, we'll be taking it off briefly and then bringing it back on, hopefully at a higher power.
Great. Cool. Well, thank you so much, Becky, for coming in and letting us all know about this project.
Happy to do it. Thanks for having me.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.